bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, listeners. Welcome to your post-bash Monday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, about that bash. No, I didn't get to go myself, but boy, I seen all the photos of the videos just flying through the British Tech Network Facebook page and so many tweets here and there. It looks like all of you had a fun time. Don't worry if you didn't get to come or didn't get a ticket in time. Plans are already underway for next year's BTN bash. Anyways, all in all, hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. It is Monday. It's time to get the week started. It is the 25th of July, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way in around 5 minutes. We finally now know the release date for the next iPhone. And it's not really any surprise. Are you ready, folks? Mark your calendars for September 16th. Yeah, that's a Friday. Now, mind you, this is not official yet, but it has come from the reputable leaker, Evan Blass. Yeah, he's been pretty good in the past, so chances are he's probably on the right track with this one. So now that we know when the iPhone 7 is hitting the shelves, look for about 10 to 14 days earlier for the unveiling of the iPhone. That will be at the Apple event with Mr. Tim Cook himself. Probably around the 6th or 7th of September, I'm guessing. Pono Music Players. Pono. I don't know how the hell you say it. I'm not subscribed to it. You know, that music company that Neil Young started. Then you download your FLAC files into that player, you know, that kind of looks a little odd, like a candy bar or something. Anyways, you people may not be happy because it's about to go dark for a little while. Actually, checking on it just before I started recording the show, yeah, it's definitely off the air, shall we say. In fact, it's going to be off the air for several weeks, according to Pono. This is all due to the recent acquisition of the OmniPhone, which apparently is the driving force behind the service's infrastructure. Anyways, it looks like they're moving all their servers and crap to somewhere else. Now, the music service said that while they are away, of course, there won't be any changes with their music dealings with the music labels or anything like that. None of your favorite stuff is going to disappear. It's just taking a while to move all the data. Going on to say they're hoping for fresh opportunities when they do relaunch to improve the overall service with additional titles to come. In the meantime, keep on rocking in the free world, as Neil Young would say. Just not on Pono. Pono. Whatever. Guess Verizon over the weekend decided, we got $5 million laying around. Let's buy Yahoo. What the hell? Apparently set for announcement today. Yes, indeed. Verizon is going to buy Yahoo for $5 billion. Why? I have no idea. Maybe because services like the sports edition and the news section, yeah, I guess those are still kind of liked. So maybe Verizon's trying to take advantage of that. Who knows? The biggest part of this story, I have to say, however, though, is that when Verizon finally does make their purchase of Yahoo, guess who they don't want in the chair over there? Yeah, Marissa Mayer. Yeah, she's got to go. Actually, she probably should have went a long time ago. Instead, it looks like Verizon's wanting to put AOL boss Tim Armstrong in the chair. Which is kind of funny, because he was actually one a few years ago that actually proposed an AOL Yahoo team up with Mayer. Yeah, she turned him down. Bet she's regretting that now. Google Play Store now is about to show you just how big that damn app is that you're downloading. Yeah, that's right, Google Play will finally now display the actual storage space the whole app's going to take up on your phone, and or the upgrade it will take up on your phone. So basically, if you got a cheap Android phone, it's going to give you the chance to reconsider, do I really need this or not? Another thing which is kind of nice, Google's also improved the compression algorithms, which will reduce big game file sizes, which you might remember could be as big as 2 freaking gigabytes. So if you were one of those Android users out there that's sitting there biting their nails, do I have enough space? Well, at least now you're going to know the actual size when you get it on your phone. And finally, going back to the world of drones in Orion finally today, and you're thinking, drones, yeah, we must be talking about Amazon. No, we're not talking about Amazon. We're talking about 7-Eleven.
Say, what the hell, what?
Yeah, that's right, you might get that 7-Eleven Slurpee airdrop now to you. That's because drone startup Flirty has partnered with 7-Eleven to make its first commercial delivery to a private residence in Reno, Nevada earlier this month. Yeah, we're just hearing about it now, I guess. Apparently how this thing worked is pretty much how you would imagine it worked. It got the product from 7-Eleven, which could be anything, like a chicken sandwich, donuts, coffee, candy, Slurpees. Damn, I'm hungry now. How about you? All those goods were packed into a container, and then they were flown directly to the home. Then the drone flew back to home base. Apparently, all this went off without a hitch, all thanks to GPS, and apparently a reliable drone. Now, if you're getting excited as much as I am, don't. 7-Eleven said, yeah, they plan on continuing this little project with the drone company, but they didn't give us any timeline when it's going to be running full scale. So in the meantime, time? Yep, you're still going to have to wait in line for your Slurpees. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the destination for all the great BTN podcasts. You can subscribe there or get subscribed on iTunes as well. Follow the British Tech Network on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And get hanging out with our fine folks over in our BTN community at our Slack room at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show, of course, shall be returning for your Tuesday installment. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, it's Monday. Go get a damn Slurpee. And thank you very much for listening. The biggest part of the story is, however, though, is when Verizon does finally buy out Yahoo. The biggest... I'm hitting puberty.